protesting that.
Yeah.
That one, my favorite, the one I thought I had you for sure was Charlie Blackman. I was proud of that one.
Oh, that was my best. I think that was my best performance.
You came out of clutch on that. We had to read through it a couple times, but you came out of clutch.
I came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, Charlie Blackman.
RKO out of nowhere. I was like, this guy's obviously out and down for the count. Out of nowhere, comes in with an RKO and secures the bag on the Blackman one.
That's what we do.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
The first ever Turning to Jeopardy. Maybe we'll make this another segment if you guys like it. But I don't think we got anything else we wanted to get to on today's pod.
Should we just really quick say, like, what was our favorite moment or, like, your favorite player to watch this season? Like, what is coming out of this season, what is the best moment?
For me, it was the Alec Mills no-hitter because I enjoyed the chaos that brought of a pitcher who's not that good, I guess is how you would say it. And also, when I was researching it, learning about the Jose Quintana wine glass, I thought that was really awesome and just a cool story.
I like seeing
weird events happen in baseball because it's such a strange sport that put these people in a position that they shouldn't be in and who just come out on top and just secure the moment. Like, the amount of pressure, like, to be a starting pitcher in the MLB and to be, like, a sixth starter and not get a shot in that rotation, and then the day of your pitchers, your manager's like, yo, here's the ball, dude. Go out and perform. And you throw a no-hitter. Dude, that's stuff of legend.
That's some clutch stuff. That is a good one. I have three that stand out. Jack Flaherty throwing the ball against the mattress in quarantine. I think that kind of summarizes the season very well. It will never happen again. Then the Marlins straight up putting in like single A ball players and still winning games. That's just like, what, people are gonna forget that. But it's like they had four players that stayed on the team the whole season and they made it to the NLCS, like. Or DS.
I was going to do a Marlins one, but I thought it would be, one, too easy for you. And two, I didn't want to bring that negative energy in, like the COVID energy. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no, I think your questions are perfect. Then my favorite moment of the season was every time Trevor Bauer stepped on the mound, because he shoved, he won the Cy Young. But there was also so much antics and so much content to go over every time he pitched a game. So great
Thank
for
you
us.
For the content,
great for the
Trevor.
Business. Yeah,
I agree. 60-game season was a success. Now our eyes are fully turned to 2021, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have more content coming up about that. But thank you for tuning into this episode of the Turning 2 podcast. Again, if you like this style of baseball Jeopardy, let us know on Instagram at the Turning 2 pod, Twitter at the Turning 2 pod. Make sure you follow our TikTok if you're a nice, young, Gen Z type kid, or if you're old. It's all good. At the Turning 2 Pod on TikTok. Leave us a subscribe on Spotify, rating on Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you next time with another episode. Take it easy, guys. Peace out.